Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
I am healthy and well.
Healthier, at least, anyway, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. I just want to let everybody know out there that Don is a patient of mine, and he has graciously consented to talking about his experience with nutrition response testing and myself and EcuNatural, and I so very much appreciate it, Don. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
So, Don, how did you come to get your evaluation with nutrition response testing?
I didn't like being fat. I felt that my health had deteriorated to the point where I got up off the couch on a Tuesday and came down, and I said, Paul, I'd like to find out how I can become more healthy.
How did you hear about me?
But I did.
How did you hear about me?
I had listened to you on the radio for approximately 3 years. As I
You were late to the party. I was six months, but...
Absolutely.
So it
I'm
took,
so glad I found you.
It took you 3 years. Oh, my goodness. It took me 6 months, so, you know...
You're a quick learner.
What?
You are a very quick learner.
Yeah, I was a sprinter. Yeah, that's right, a quick learner. So and so let's get back to it. So why were you looking for help? You said you were getting fat, but there were some other things that were, you know, that you were experiencing that you felt were impinging on the quality of your life. What were they?
Yeah. Well, I've always been an outdoors person and enjoyed physical activity, and the things that I felt I was doing in terms of nutrition and eating, I thought, as many people do, that that's exactly what I had to do. So I went down and got what I figured were things that would help me. Yet they didn't. I lost some weight, and I stayed at 235, I think, for so long that it was nauseous. And at that point, like I said, I was on the couch, and I decided, I've listened to this guy. I better go down and figure out exactly what's wrong with me. And that's what I was looking for.
Well, didn't
you? What exactly was wrong with me?
Didn't you? I mean, weren't you having problems, but, you know, with your energy and with your ability to, because you hunt and you trap, and weren't you having problems, you know, specifically, you know, with your inability to get around?
Absolutely. I had always been able to go up and down mountains and climb through streams with the equipment on my back and be able to do it well. I couldn't. I had a job that I was going to work on, and I felt I couldn't even go down to make some of the sets that I needed to do. I mean, I had no energy, none.
So you were also experiencing some fatigue that wasn't getting any better, even whether or not you got off the couch and moved around.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's pretty serious. Had you ever done any examinations with anybody? Did you see a Western medical doctor or a naturopath or somebody else about these things?
I've been to my doctor. Well, 3 years ago I broke ribs, and from there it was downhill. And I found out that I was diabetic.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Pardon me?
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, you're a diabetic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
I'm slow.
You're not slow. You're terrific.
Good, thanks.
So, okay, so diabetes was one of your main issues.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was the final thing that you do as you get older. Okay, you just get diabetes, and then you take all the medications, and it, as I found out, is just a stamp to keep you under control, and it just keeps getting worse inside.
Exactly. No matter what you do. And I think at that point when you came to me, you weren't on any medications. Is that right? Or you, no, you were. You were on some metformin.
What? I was.
Yeah, you were on some medications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I remember now.
And I felt foggy, and my family would say, you're kind of out of touch, Don. We just figured that out. Where are you? And I think, gee, what's wrong? Well, it was the fog that I believe was created by the medication that I took and the lack of nutritional response by my system to figure it out. And I thought that's what I needed to do.
So there were a couple things here. Number one, you weren't satisfied with where you were, and the medications and sort of that approach, the prescription drug approach, was something that you weren't really totally comfortable with, right?
absolutely.
So you were looking for some safe, natural, and effective way to handle it. You went out. You were reading, right?
Yes, I read your book.
Well, yeah, you read my book. But, I mean, you were reading, you know, that, but you were reading all kinds of things, and you were sort of thrashing about, sort of, you know, throwing stuff up against the wall. Maybe I'll get this vitamin or that herb or this supplement, right?
Yes.
And that didn't work, did it?
No. No, it did not.
It didn't work. So you had two options. You could have thought to yourself, well, you know, I guess I'm in this predicament that I'm in. And, you know, clearly the vitamin and nutritional thing is not going to work. Or I'm missing some key information.
Yes.
And what were you thinking?
I was thinking that I'm just going to get old and get worse.
Yeah.
And as I listen to you and have read that book on nutritional response testing, I wanted to test it to find out whether it was true or not.
So you still had some hope.
Yes.
Yeah, you still had some hope. And so you made the decision, and you came in, and was the evaluation painful?
Not at all.
And what was it like for you? I mean, describe it for people. I mean,
if you've ever used a heart monitor as a person who is working out, it's a device that goes around your chest, and you have a watch. And it measures your heart rate.
That was the HRV. What about the muscle testing?
Muscle testing.
Yeah, you know.
When you want me to hold my arm stiff?
Yeah.
Match
my pressure, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's the nutrition response testing part. The other part's the HRV, but the nutrition response testing part is the muscle testing part. Now, wasn't that unusual for you?
Yes. Very unusual.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've had physiology and kinesiology, and
right.
I began to understand that, you know, my muscle responses were something that helped you help me.
Exactly. Hey, there's someone on the line I want to bring in here. It's a little bit sort of, you know, on or off the topic, but let's bring Linda into this conversation. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Thank you so much for waiting, dear. I'm interviewing one of my patients, but I wanted to get to you. You had a question
about...
Thank
you so much for taking my call.
You're totally welcome, dear. You had a question about Sjogren's syndrome.
Yes, my son, who is 42, currently goes to the allopathic kind of thing, and he tells me, oh, Mom, you know, the blood tests, all this. But the feedback I get from his wife and what kind of father is he, he's always too tired, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So we around him want to help.
Does he want to, does he want something different?
That's the good question, Don.
Yeah, and that is the question. Don't you think, Don?
Absolutely. That's the impetus that gave me a chance to come in and work with you.
Yeah. I mean, if he's got to want something different, Linda.
Yes.
Okay.
But the bottom line is Sjogren's syndrome is simply another autoimmune condition. The Western folks will tell you that, you know, the body is attacking itself for no reason. That's what the autoimmune phenomenon is to them. But I will tell you that no body attacks itself for no reason. There's always a reason.
Oh, that feels so good to hear.
There's always a reason. I mean, do you think that the body evolved for, you know, gosh, what, millions of years over time, and then, you know, forgot to put something in place so that it wouldn't, you know, attack itself and destroy itself? I mean, none of us would be here.
So for whatever reason, he's got a malfunction?
Yeah, he's got something going on. He's got, right, Don? I mean, he's got a food sensitivity or a chemical or a metal or some ongoing immune challenge. That's
right. Yes, that's true.
That's simply got, you know, his immune system all riled up.
Okay, I like that simplicity, and he needs to get in.
Well, he needs to make his mind up that he's ready to change his lifestyle.
Oh.
That's what he needs to make up his mind. When you have a body that's attacking itself, or if you have a body like Don's, who is degenerating to the point where his sugar handling mechanism is, you know, failing. We call it diabetes, or it's called diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bottom line is, why? Why? And all you have to do is utilize this simple technology called nutrition response testing.
Okay.
And you know, get to the other side and you find out what the barriers to healing are and the nutritional deficiencies.
Okay.
And, you know, then the body will start doing something different.
Okay.
It certainly does.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
So you go back to him, tell him it's time to change otherwise. And the first thing you can say to him is he ready to stop eating sugar?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give him that warning.
Well, that's it. If he's not willing to stop eating sugar, then neither Don nor I can help him. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, doctor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's Paul, not doctor. Oh, so okay. Anyway, thanks for calling. So,
you're
Don, so tell me, what results so far? So you got tested, you took the plunge, and what results so far?
A marvelous challenge, and it's reached to the point where because as you have suggested, I am a hunter. I have never been able in the last 2 years to go down in a hole. If people understand what that means, you have to go down to the animals and then come back out. For 2 years, I wasn't able to do that. I can do that now.
Wow. Wow.
And it's a pleasure to be able to do that again.
What's it worth?
It's worth going to Paul Rose.
No, I mean, come on. That's good. People are going to think I paid you to talk to me, and I don't want
that's
them to.
That's true. It probably is. No. To me, it's worth it because I have things I still like to do, and I can do them again. I have a family that I can do things with and don't wear out in the first half an hour. That means my family life is better. And the other activities that I choose to take part in, I can do.
And the drugs you were taking? I mean, the prescription medications. So people.
I'm not taking them.
Yeah, exactly. And the fog you were experiencing?
It has gone away.
Yeah.
It is gone.
What is the most exciting thing about the discovery of this technology for you and the outcome and that sort of thing? What's the most exciting thing about it?
The most exciting is to be able to share what I know and share with other people. And I can't convince them, but I can sure give them the information that will allow them to put that thought into their mind and over a period of time make the decision, hopefully like I do.
What is the most challenging part? What is the most challenging part of your program? Or what was the most challenging part?
Not eating sweets. My goodness gracious, there's a craving there, and that's almost gone. That was a challenge.
Wait a second. You said it's almost gone. Would you have imagined that possibility?
No, not at all. Not at all. there are times when, you know, well, there's some candy there. I'll eat that. In the last, well, we had Halloween. I didn't have any candy at all, and it's been sitting around the house, and it's still sitting.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Well, the interesting thing was, you know, I opened the show up with essentially, you know, this statement. I said, and I quote, "This food is always a threat to your immune system and the health of your bones. Eating it will eventually erode your overall health, no matter how little you consume, and it doesn't matter how you spin it." Tell the folks, what food is that?
Sugar.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And have you eaten any sugar since you've been on the program?
Yeah, there are occasions when I've done that and I've been reprimanded.
Well, but no, but what result? What did you experience when you did it?
I felt I had a headache. I felt that my digestion wasn't as good as it has been. Just some quirks in the system that I don't like.
Right, right. And it's interesting, though, you didn't connect the two before, did you, before you started working with me?
Not at all. You just take it in moderation, it'll be fine. There's some of us who can't do that.
That is the key. Anybody who tells you that you can consume anything in moderation is not a person that you can rely on to help get chronically a functional, you know, chronic functional illness better improved. It simply will never work.
No.
And you've
no.
experienced that.
Yes, I did experience that. And gladly I can still have the impetus to be able to take a look at the things I've done so far and go right back to it.
Are you being, I mean, have you been supported through the process? What I'm getting at here is, what about the support to make the lifestyle changes that you've clearly had to make in order to get the great results that you're getting?
Yeah, my wife has been able to cook and take a look at the things that I can eat and do them with me in terms of having something to be able to eat.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Now, the thing that would be even better would be to get her on a program, too. Right?
That I mean, would be marvelous.
Yeah, because she does have issues. You have mentioned that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But she hasn't made her mind up yet, and we respect that. But she has not in any way, in fact, not just not stood in your way, but she's supported your efforts.
Yes, she has.
That's fabulous. And what about in the office? I mean, are you getting the support you need?
Isla's wonderful. She's answered my questions, and Beth has taken care of my questions in terms of food and testing it. Yes, very helpful.
And what are the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional transformation? What's the biggest surprise or surprises that you've experienced?
Well, first one is that I'm able to do it, and then experience the things that it's allowed me to be able to do.